Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I am so blessed to have you with me again today studying the Word of God. I am praying that you are being inspired by what God has to say to you through the Scriptures. I know that God will speak to all of us. I depend upon Him and His Holy Spirit to guide me into truth. And that's the reason I love to go to the Lord in prayer as I begin studies like this. God is for us. He's not against us. He wants us to know Him. And so when we yield our life to Him and we submit ourselves to Him, He's going to guide us into His truth. That's why we go to Him in prayer. So let's go to Him right now, if you will. Heavenly Father, we thank You and we praise You again for another opportunity to study Your Word. We're gifted by You, God. You gave us Your Word to study, and how exciting that is to know You and to know that You are for us and not against us. And today, Lord, I just want to bless You as I begin this study. With everybody that's listening, bless them in their lives, I pray. Guide us all into the truth by Your Holy Spirit, we ask, and empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be a blessing to You. That's our desire, Lord. We just want to bless You today. So we give You thanks for all these things, and we do so in Your Son Jesus' name as we depend upon You as our Savior and Lord. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, If You Hate Jesus, You Hate God. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 15, and verse 23. John the Apostle wrote how Jesus told His disciples, If the world hates you, you know that it hated Me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I sent unto you, The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted Me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept My saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for My name's sake, because they know not Him that sent Me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. And in chapter 15 and verse 23 of his book, John shared how Jesus told His disciples, He that hates Me hates My Father also. Where we read, He that hates Me hates My Father also. The verse reads, He that hates Me. John began with the words, He that hates, which means the person, whether male or female, who despises, detests, and persecutes Me, which refers to Jesus. John shared how Jesus referred to the person who despises and detests Him. The verse goes on to say, Hates My Father also. John continued with the word hates, which means despises, detests, and persecutes My Father also, or My, Jesus' Heavenly Father God, even so and indeed. John shared how Jesus said the person who despises Him also despises His Heavenly Father God. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how there's a direct relationship between hating Jesus and hating His Father God. The person who says they love God but hate Jesus are not aligned with what Jesus said. Jesus was God who came in the flesh. See John chapter 1 and verse 14 for that. And when a person despises Him, they include God in their hatred. God the Father loves people, so He sent His Son Jesus into the world to die on the cross for their sins. Anyone who believes and trusts in Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord will be saved from the penalty of sin and enjoy a relationship with God. And those who are wise will love Jesus and yield their lives to Him to live eternally with Him and His Father God. Next time, John shares how Jesus tells His disciples, If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.